Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Taoiseach Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the level of cross-border cooperation in the Northwest is important and must be sustained. Health Minister Simon Harris has been briefed on the campaign for a second ambulance in Killybegs. Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce has announced plans to extend the town's CCTV system, and a church in County Tyrone has been subject to extensive anti-abortion graffiti in recent days. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the level of cross-border cooperation in the Northwest is important and must be sustained. Minister Coveney was keynote speaker at the Derry Chamber President's annual lunch today. Chamber President Jennifer McKeever told Minister Coveney that the Northwest is a petri dish of post-Brexit possibilities. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In her address, Ms. McKeever described the Derry City region as a place where every Brexit outcome, optimistic and pessimistic, comes to be examined, adding that it's hard for people in the Northwest to contemplate the creation of any kind of border, as it is simply not a line on a map, but part of everyday life and trade. On the impasse at Stormont, where there is no functioning government, she urged politicians to learn from the business community by setting goals and cooperating with the people they work with to achieve those goals. Responding, Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney acknowledged the leadership shown by organisations in the Northwest in the face of the unprecedented challenges posed by Brexit. Mr. Coveney said the level of cross-border cooperation in the Northwest is highly important and must be sustained.
A border region with two jurisdictions that are cooperating really well with each other, between, you know, Letterkenny and Derry, in a way that is mutually beneficial for everybody. Sharing health services, you know, GP services, education facilities, and that's what we want to maintain in the future.
Health Minister Simon Harris has been briefed on the campaign for a second ambulance in Killybegs. At a Fine Gael function in Dublin last night, a number of attendees from Donegal met with Minister Harris to discuss ambulance services. One of them, Manus Boyd, says they received a fair hearing from the minister and he has promised to pursue the issue further.
We feel that he got a good gist of what's wrong. We're not asking for much. All we wanted is a second crew in Killybegs. The crew was taken away in 2013. We're down to one ambulance and we need to get our second one back because we have a massive catchment area from Funtown into Malinbeg, Glencolum Kill, Kilcar to Inverbridge for one ambulance to cover. When it's called out, you don't know how long it's going to be. On a good day, they get to Letterkenny and back, maybe within 2.5-3 hours. But if there's a hold-up on Letterkenny, it means there's no ambulance in the area. The HSE tell you they put an ambulance from another base in, but sometimes that doesn't happen. The ambulance in Dunloe might have to come to cover in Killybegs or else Donegal Town, but you're still a half an hour away from the base. They talk about the golden hour. There's no golden hour when you're so far away from the hospital.
In terms of Simon Harris's response to you, he's now promised to arrange a number of meetings and ensure that this discussion continues.
Yeah, he's promised to arrange meetings in the next week or so with the top men in the HSE. Come and have a look and see what we can do, you know, and try and get the second ambulance. He gets where we're going. Our land base is very big and he sees now where it is falling down. Like, on paper it sounds great, but when it comes under reality, we're very exposed over here. Hopefully we'll get something there, but, you know, we want to get our second ambulance back.
Farmers are being urged to effectively boycott the sale of Irish farms by vulture funds. The Irish Farmers Association says more than 2,500 farms across the country could be at risk. Paul Quinn reports.
The IFA estimates that around 150,000 acres of Irish farmland could be sold off by vulture funds. It's launched a campaign calling on farmers, auctioneers, businesses and the media not to facilitate such sales. President Joe Healy.
I'm a farmer, and if I had a neighbour and he was trying to deal with the banks or the vulture funds, and if that land was put up for sale, I wouldn't get involved in the buying of it.
IFA Farm Business Chairman Martin Stapleton says it's about standing behind farmers who want to find a solution to their financial difficulties.
We want the same rights for all members as the other sectors. We want farmers to have the option, where they're willing to commit to it, to have the option of paying that loan off over an appropriate time frame.
Sinn Féin's finance spokesman Piers Doherty says it's time for people power.
This is now for the community to stand firm and say that while you may try and repossess the lands, while you may try and sell them, we as a community, we as the Irish people, in the history of boycott, we stand with the farmers in this case, and we will boycott the sales.
The IFA also says that more than 200 farmers have contacted its debt support service in the past 12 months.
A Donegal County councillor has reiterated his call to motorists to slow down when travelling through Carrigans after another minor crash in the village this morning. The crash happened earlier today on the St Johnston side of the village near a bridge which had previously been struck by a vehicle. Donegal County Council has already been urged to address major safety concerns at a notorious black spot at the other side of the village. Councillor Paul Canning believes that while traffic calming measures would help, there's an onus on drivers to stop speeding excessively.
Yeah, well, this crash happened in the St Johnston side of the village, but within the village itself, it was a bridge that was previously struck by a vehicle and had been repaired recently by Donegal County Council. But again, this bridge has actually didn't get struck, but was very, very close to where that bridge is, this accident happened. And it's down to people need to start slowing down when through the village of Carrigans, because there's excessive speed going through that village, and I think people need to slow down.
Now, there are a number of spots in the village, one in particular indeed that you have previously called for traffic calming measures to be initiated there. That hasn't happened yet.
No, that hasn't happened yet. There's internal situation going on regarding Donegal County Council and the shifting of poles on the dairy side of Carrigans. That is an ongoing saga that's taking longer to resolve than we thought, but that's where that is at the minute. But we are working with Donegal County Council and getting those issues resolved. But again, people, it's driver behaviour a lot of the times.
Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce has announced plans to extend the town's CCTV system. The Chamber has applied to the Department of Justice for funding to further improve the system by adding cameras to various locations to enhance the current system and widen its reach. It has been working closely with Donegal County Council and Garda Síochána over recent months in exploring the extension of the current community CCTV system in the town. Chamber CEO Tony Forrester has been outlining the areas which they intend to erect new cameras at.
We're looking at Polestar roundabout, and we need two cameras there, so they would look at, you know, so cover all the roads coming in and out of Letterkenny, the junction of Oliver Plunkett Road, the main street. There's a little bit of a grey area there, you know, an area there that wasn't covered properly, and that's really around in the nightlife. The junction of Larkins Lane with Pierce Road, so it's quite a commercial area down there in the one-way system, and hospital roundabout, which again is a huge, you know, artery into the town and out of the town.
Meanwhile, an application for CCTV funding has been made to the Donegal Joint Policing Committee by the Ballybuffet and Stranorder Chamber of Commerce last year, but they have been told that there's a delay in all schemes until clarity is given on data storage by the Department on privacy issues. While the issue is reportedly moving forward, the Chamber is still awaiting a response from the Council CEO on matching funding. At present, only one application from Donegal is before the Joint Policing Committee, but that's expected to be added to shortly. Local councillor Patrick McGowan has been giving his assessment of progress so far.
What happened then was word came down from the department to say that they were reviewing bringing in new CCTV systems in because they were concerned about data protection and the collection and storing of data. Now, I know the CEO, Seamus Neely, had talked at that stage about bringing it all into one location in the county where counties may have two or three towns with CCTV and they would store the CCTV and council offices and that. I think the plan now is that there'll be one data centre for the entire county and that'll be easier to control who accesses and data protection. And that. So that has held it up a long time, but it was only in the last couple of days that I hear that the department now is some movement with the department. I believe hopefully now that the Ballybuffet and Stranorder CCTV application will be allowed to be sent on to the department, because at the moment they're the only one that has been approved by the Joint Policing Committee.
And in terms of the centre that you mentioned that would collectively control all the CCTV in Donegal, how far on are those plans?
Obviously, it's something that the manager talked about, that when this national CCTV application scheme was opened up, lots of towns towns and even some smaller towns and areas have actually expressed an interest in getting one. The problem's going to be for an awful lot of them is getting someone that be regulated.
A Meath man is in a critical condition in hospital in Liverpool after being attacked by a group of up to 20 men before last night's Champions League match. 53-year-old Sean Cox from Dunboyne is being treated for serious head injuries at a neurological unit in Liverpool. Police say he was attacked and hit with a belt before the Liverpool and Roma semi-final. Two Italian men in their 20s are being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder. Liverpool, Roma and UEFA have all condemned the violence at Anfield. James Pearce is a reporter for the Liverpool Echo.
Some witnesses are saying it were belts almost with kind of metal spikes built into them. There was even reports that the police are probing that a hammer was used in this attack as well. You know, this was a brazen and cowardly attack on an innocent bystander, and it was at a time when, you know, there would have been literally, you know, thousands of supporters in that area.
An Ardragh woman has been returned for a circuit court trial on alleged charges of theft and forgery totalling €8,500 in connection with Glenty's Dyslexia Workshop. 44-year-old Fionnuala Laverty of Garvgord, Ardragh, appeared before the court yesterday, charged with forging cheques and 10 counts of alleged theft of money, totalling €8,500, property of Glenty's Dyslexia Workshop. Inspector Dennis Joyce said the DPP consented to the defendant being returned for trial at Donegal Town Circuit Court on October the 23rd. Catherine Gaffney reports.
The defendant was given an oral warning by Judge Paul Kelly, who remanded the 44-year-old on continuing bail. The defendant is charged with forging cheques in the name of Anne O'Donnell on the account of Glenty's Dyslexia Workshop. The seven alleged offences happened on dates on or before September the 18th, 2012 and June the 25th, 2014. She's also charged with 10 counts of alleged theft of money totalling €8,500, property of Glenty's Dyslexia Workshop. The offences were allegedly carried out on dates between August 2012 and December 2015 at Ulster Bank Letterkenny, Ulster Bank Ardragh, Darnell Supermarket and Service Station, Port New Road Ardragh, Inishkeel Co-op Main Street Glenties and Divers News Agents Ardragh.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and for the second time in 3 years, Cairn Donna Community School lifted the Dr. Tony O'Neill Cup today. Finnish own side were crowned FAI Schools National Senior Cup winners with a 2-0 win over Athlone's Coliste Kieran at Home Farm in Dublin. Corey McBride and Conor O'Donnell scored the all-important goals. McBride's crucial opening goal came just before the break. Cairn Donna manager Martin Kavanagh was glad of another success.
I've always said as well, you know, when the success is coming, we'll take it when it's coming, because it's our turn now. It mightn't last very long, so we'll make the most of it now. So I think we were the better team over the course of the game, and I suppose we've played better this season, and probably on another day we could have won by more. But listen, it's in a final. We're just glad to be over the line. We're glad for the victory.
Yeah, it would have been a very different story going in at half time if Coliste Kieran had held on the whole way through.
Yeah.
That goal was critical.
The timing of the goal, you know, the goal that was literally what, the 45th minute, you know, yeah, that makes a huge difference. You know, we go in with our tails up and we have something to defend, and then because with a wee bit of breeze and stuff that they had a bit of space at the back that we could attack that in the second half. So, but no, listen, we're delighted. It's great for everybody. You know what, we're here today. I've said it from day one, we're so thankful to the obviously to the school, but also to everybody else, or the parents that are here today to support the local community, the businesses. So, you know, it's all good. And we're a rural school in the north of Donegal. To won two All-Irelands in the last 3 years. We were beaten last year in penalties. It's a huge achievement, and we're delighted.
Huge achievement, surely. Martin Kavanagh, their manager of the Cairn Donna Community School side, which took yet another National Cup title today. You can hear more from Martin and indeed from player Kieran Farn in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, on another hugely successful day to Cairn Donna, and well done to all involved. The Champions League tonight, Real Madrid are hoping to make further strides towards a third successive final. The defending champions travel to the Allianz Arena to take on Bayern Munich. Kickoff time to that is at 7:45. The FEA have confirmed the details of the quarterfinals of the EA Sports Cup. Derry City will play Shelburne on Maybank Holiday Monday the 7th at 5 p.m. at the Brandywell Stadium. Derry reached the last eight with a 2-1 win in Ballybuffet over neighbours Fan Harps, while Shelburne beat Drogheda United 7-2 this week to progress. Letterkenny Rovers will look to close the gap to second place Fannage United in the Ulster Senior League standings tonight. Rovers are taking on Fin Harps reserves at the Aura Leisure Centre. That one kicks off at 7 o'clock. Rovers currently trail Fannage by 7 points and have 3 games in hand. They also trail the leaders Coghill Celtic by 10 points and have 2 games in hand on the leaders. In the Premier Division of the Brian McCormick, in the Premier Division of the Donegal Junior League, excuse me, that's the Brian McCormick Premier Division of the Donegal Junior League. Milford United are taking on Glenaie United. That game is on tonight. 7 o'clock is the kickoff time at Mildview Park down in Milford there. In boxing, Peter O'Donnell has watched his young Ireland fighters battle in finals today at the European Youth Championships in Italy. Bray light flyweight Anna Moorhouse dominated her Russian opponent to claim gold in a unanimous decision victory. Leitrim's Dervla Rooney claimed a featherweight silver, while Evelyn Igharo of Louth took a light welterweight silver. Sligo's Dean Clancy is about to start his final as he fights for flyweight gold. It's been an impressive tournament for Ireland and our full man Peter, who has managed to side which will take home a total of 6 medals. Jude Geller of the Two Castles Newton Stewart Club and Lauren Kelly won bronze on Tuesday. The GAA family in Donegal is mourning the death of one of their All-Ireland winners today. David Meehan from Killybegs was the goalkeeper in Donegal's All-Ireland Under-21 victory in 1987 when they beat Kerry in a replay. News of his sudden death this morning came as a shock to the local community and across the county. Galway forward Damien Comer feels 4 in a row chasing Dublin can be beaten in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship this summer. The Tribesmen drew with the Dubs in the regular section of the league and ran them close in the Division 1 decider. He says Jim Gavin's side are there for the taking if teams don't stand back and admire them. Former Kerry player Mike Quirk says Comer's views are refreshing and not wide of the mark.
Showed in the league final, albeit a league final, and probably neither side at 100%. They were still right there as the clock ticked into the red number. So I think they absolutely can, and they found a system, you know, where they're playing that defensive stuff and counter attacking at pace, and it's really working for them. But in terms of the interview stuff, I hate when guys come out with this, you know, bland, like just kind of totally neutral. Yeah, it's great, and we'll give them all the respect. I think it's great to have a bit of honesty and a bit of you know, bullishness, if you as you call it, just to say, yeah, I'm not cocky or arrogant here, but I think if we get our ducks in a row, we got a great chance of rattling anybody.
In racing, Noel Meade's Road to Respect is to go off favourite at the Punchestown Gold Cup. It's the feature on day 2 of the festival. The big race goes to post at around 5:30. While Finian Snooker, another former champion, is in danger of a first round exit at the World Championships. 2010 winner Neil Robertson trails Robert Milkins by 9 frames to 5. Earlier today, Mark Williams completed a 10 frames to 5 victory over Jimmy Robinson. That's it. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. A church in County Tyrone has been subject to extensive anti-abortion graffiti in recent days. The attack on St Columkill's Church in Carrickmore has been described as a sectarian hate crime. It's believed that the incident occurred sometime between 9:40 p.m. on Monday and 8:05 yesterday morning. The PSNI say inquiries are ongoing. Sinn Féin West Tyrone election candidate Orla Begley says the vandalism is an attack not only on the church but on the local community.
Yeah, this is a disgraceful attack on Carrickmore. People in the area are outraged. It's an attack on the local community. I've visited the chapel and I've spoken with Father O'Neill and some of the parishioners, and they are just outraged by the blatant vandalism of the chapel. I would appeal to anybody that was in the area to come forward with evidence if they have any. Those who are responsible should definitely be held to account and should come before court to do so.
And this is worrying, this type of behaviour is happening in Northern Ireland when the referendum is indeed taking place in the Republic.
Well, the attack in Carrickmore Chapel has to be condemned outright. We can get our views across without vandalising a chapel or indeed any public building in such a way.
A member of the Islands Committee has reiterated his call for LIS funding to be extended to include offshore roads in Donegal. Seamus Rogers says while funding for LIS scheme is to be welcomed, he says it's important that the islands are not forgotten in this year's allocation of funding. Last year, the islands did not receive any funding under the LIS scheme, and Mr. Rogers says the upkeep of these roads is vital in the case of emergencies.
Narnmore Island, the several roads are serving the bogs there, all right, as well as that fishermen use the roads, and indeed in emergencies, the fire brigade, several of their members living on those roads, and the lifeboat crew, several of their members as well, residing in that area.
A mother of two who was wrongly told she didn't have cancer in 2011 has settled her case against a US lab for €2.5 million. 43-year-old Vicky Phelan of Anacotti in County Limerick was diagnosed 3 years later and given less than 12 months to live last January. Frank Greeny has more.
Despite her prognosis, Vicky Phelan has refused to give up hope of beating her cancer and says a settlement money will go towards her two young children and an experimental treatment for her in the US. In 2011, she was incorrectly told that the results of a smear test she underwent as part of the national screening program showed no abnormalities. She was eventually diagnosed 3 years later, and after beating it into remission, it returned even stronger last year, and she now has just months to live. From the witness box last week, Vicky told the court she was shocked and initially suspected a cover-up when she learned only last year that the HSE became aware of the mistake following a review of various samples in 2014. She's now calling for an inquiry into what happened.
The women of Ireland can no longer put their trust in the cervical check programme. Mistakes can and do happen, but the conduct of cervical check in the HSE in my case and in the case of at least 10 other women is unforgivable.
Vicky and her husband Jim's case against the US lab was settled with no admission of liability, while their case against the HSE was struck out this morning. Frank Rainey at the High Court.
And for weather now, a bright, fresh day with sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers will be heavy at times with a risk of hail and thunder, cool with highest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the level of cross-border cooperation in the Northwest is important and must be sustained. A Donegal County Councillor has reiterated his call to motorists to slow down when travelling through Carrigans after another minor crash in the village this morning. The crash happened earlier today on the St Johnston side of the village near a bridge which had previously been struck by a vehicle. Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce has announced plans to extend the town's CCTV system. The Chamber has applied to the Department of Justice for funding to further improve the system by adding cameras to various locations to enhance the current system and widen its reach. And Health Minister Simon Harris has been briefed on the campaign for a second ambulance in Killybegs. At a Fine Gael function in Dublin last night, a number of attendees from Donegal met with Minister Harris to discuss ambulance services. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 25th of April. The death has taken place of Unni McSorley, Baltic Place, Drigheton, Glasgow, and formerly of Drumquin. His remains will repose at his daughter Jackie's home at Glen Road, Drumquin, from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Leo Mikowski, Tara McCarran's Lane, Lisfannan, County Donegal. Funeral from his home on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Murray's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Margaret Rose Gallagher, Falbane, Church Hill. Removal today from Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road at 7 o'clock, going to the family home at Cabra, Church Hill. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Columbus Church, Glendone, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Con MacDade & Sons funeral directors or any family member. The house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Grace Coyle, Naomh McGee, 10, Gogarty Close, Ballymacroarty, Derry, formerly of Rushfield Road, Carrigans. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ballymacroarty, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St. Bathan's Cemetery, St. Johnson. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael MacDade, 10A, Millfield Heights, Buncrana. His remains will repose at Porter's Funeral Home, Meenagorry, Buncrana, today with viewing from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Maureen Lynch, née Burke, 2 Pinewood Crescent, Clody, County Derry. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow to St. Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.